Zakt the Mishnah Masechtas Bava Kama, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey. In Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalet, we learned the words of Shar Hamazik Bershus Hanizik. We explained over there, there's actually some words missing in that Mishnah, the Gemara says, but what that Mishnah is really telling us is that if my Shar gores another Shar, but he gores that other Shar in that Shar's home, my Shar goes into your Shar's barn and gores him over there, according to Reb Tarfin, although it's Karen, it normally pays Chatzin Nezek, being that it took place Bereshus HaNezek, then I would pay Nezek Shalom. According to Reb Tarfin, Karen in the Reshus HaRabim pays Chatzin Nezek, but Karen in the Reshus HaNezek pays Nezek Shalom. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say Karen is always Chatzin Nezek, whether it's in the Reshus HaRabim or even in the Reshus HaNezek. So, Shor HaMazik Bereshus HaNezek Ketzad, Frek the Mishnah, once again, Perik Beis Mishnah, hey. On which nezek that the shar does in the reshus hanezek do we have a machloikis, Rabbi Tarfin and the Rabbanon? And for the Mishnah, basically on Karen. And what's Karen? Nogach, the av of Karen is when a shar gores another shar with a kavana to do damage. And then we have the toldus of Karen. Nogach, the shar pushed with its body and did damage, again with the kavana to do damage. Noshach, the shar bit with his teeth into another behemoth. Again, kavinasi lahazik. Ravatz, the shar, lay down on Kalim with a kavana to break them. But the shar kicked with his feet on Kalim with a kavana to break it. If he did one of these five things, birshus harabim, everyone holds mashalim chatzinezik. That's tam birshus harabim. There's no machlokes about that. Whoever suppose he did one of these five things, birshus hanizik, like we explained, my shar goes into another shar's barn, or onto the field of another shar, and gores over there. Rabbi Tarfin, Omer of Tarfin says, Nezek Shalom, even though it's a shar tam. Even though the Baalim weren't warned three times. The Baal Ashar pays Nezek Shalom. Because he holds Karen Bershus HaNezek, you always pay Nezek Shalom. The Chachamim say, Karen pays Chatzin Nezek. It doesn't make a difference where the damage takes place. Now we have a debate between Rabbi Tarfin and the Chachamim. Amar lahem Rabbi Tarfin, I will show you a kal v'chaymer that's going to teach us that Karen b'shus hanizik should pay nezik shalei. What is a kal v'chaymer? A kal v'chaymer is one of the yud gimel midas shatayin nedreshes ben. The way a kal v'chaymer works is madach means if even something that we're generally lenient about has a certain chumrah. So something else were generally more strict, of course, it would have the chumrah of the lenient thing. Now here's a kal v'chaymer that's in the Torah. It's in Parshas Bahaloscha. When Miriam spoke Lashon Hara and Moshe Rabbeinu, so the pasuk says as follows. If her father was angry at her, so she would be punished for 7 days. So if the Shechina is angry, when we speak Lashon Hara, that upsets the Shechina HaKadosha. So kal v'chaymer, really she should be punished for 14 days. That's the kal v'chaymer. Limaisa, Miriam was only punished for 7 days. Why? Because there's a rule, Dayay levoy min adin lias kenid, that when we learn a kal v'chaymer, the thing we are learning out can't be any more strict than the thing we're learning from. So in the case of Miriam, what are we learning out and where are we learning it from? We're learning out what the rule is when the Shechina is angry at a person. Where are we learning it from? From a case of where a father is angry on a person. So the father in this case is called the melamed, the teacher. The Shechina is the loimed. That's what we're learning from. So we're saying, madach, if a father is upset at a person, he would be punished for 7 days. If the Shechina is upset, he should be punished for 14 days. But because by the father it's only 7 days, therefore Miriam was only punished for 7 days. Because we never learn something out which is more strict than where we're learning it from. That's called dayi levoy min adin liyais kinin. Having said that, let's see what Reb Tarfin says. Omar lahem Reb Tarfin said to the Chachamim, you know how I know that Karen b'shus hanizik pays nezik shalom? Ima b'makayim sheheiko al hashen v'al haregel b'shus harabim. Let's look at shen v'regel. Madach, where the Torah is lenient with shen v'regel. If my shar eats someone else's peiros or steps on someone else's fruit in the b'shus harabim, so the din is b'shus harabim shehu pater. I would be completely potter, despite that hechmer aleihem. The Torah is machmir birshus hanizik, that if my shar eats that same fruit or steps on that same fruit in the reshus hanizik, in the reshus hayachid, L'shalom nezek sholem, I would pay nezek sholem. Oy bazoi. If that's the case, so ma kem shehech me'ala keren. Now let's look at keren. What's the din by keren in the Rishos HaRabim? It's not completely potter. B'Rishos HaRabim l'shalom chotzi nezek. The Torah says, even in the Rishos HaRabim, he pays chotzi nezek. Ain't it didn't, shouldn't we say for sure? Shenachmir, like we should be machmir on keren, b'Rishos HaNizek, in the Rishos HaNizek, l'shalom nezek sholem. Shem the regel that's completely potter in the Rishos HaRabim. It's chayiv nezek sholem in the Rishos HaNizek. So keren, where you see, is chayiv chotzi nezek in the Rishos HaRabim. It's more strict than shem the regel in the Rishos HaRabim. So for sure, he should also pay nezek sholem in the Rishos HaNizek. It shouldn't be any less than shen v'regel in the Rishos HaNizek. The Chachamim argue. Amr le, the Chachamim say, no. Dayoi laba min hadin. You're trying to learn out what the halacha is by keren in the Rishos HaYachid. Correct? Where are you learning it from? You're learning it from keren in the Rishos HaRabim. At the end of the Kavachamim, you're saying, so if keren in the Rishos HaRabim pays chotzi nezek, for sure keren in the Rishos HaNizek should pay nezek shalom. It doesn't work that way. Dayoyet is enough. Laba min hadin. What we want to learn out, which is keren in the Rishos HaNizek, liyos kanidin, to be the same as where we're learning it from. And that's keren in the Rishos HaRabim. And therefore, ma, just like when damage is done through keren b'Rishos HaRabim, he pays only chotzi nezek. Af, the same is true. When damage is done b'Rishos HaNizek, chotzi nezek. He can only pay chotzi nezek. Does Reb Tarfon have an answer to this? Omar lehem, Reb Tarfon said to the Chachamim, well, it depends how you learn the Kal V'chaymer. Ani le'odin, I'm not going to learn the Kal V'chaymer, where we're learning Karen in the Rishos HaNizek, make Karen from Karen in the Rishos HaRabim. Then you have a taina. Because if Karen in the Rishos HaRabim is the teacher, is the Melamed, then the Talmud, the Loimed, can't be any more than the Melamed. It can't be that Keren in the Rishos HaRabim is Chatzin Nezik, and we can't learn from there that Keren in the Rishos HaNizek is Ima b'mokim shehekel. Madach in the Rishos HaRabim. The Melamed is Rishos HaRabim. What do you see in the Rishos HaRabim? Al Shen v'al Regel. If damage is done through Shen and Regel, you're potter to pay b'Rishos HaRabim. Despite that, what else do you see in the Rishos HaRabim? Hechbir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machmir b'Keren, that he pays Chatzin Nezik. Oy bazoi, so makim shehechmir in the Rishos HaYachid, where we see the Torah is machmir al Hashem al Regel, Rishos HaNizek, that he pays Nezek Shalom, ain't it? Didn't, shouldn't we say for sure, shenachmir, we should be machmir in this place, but Karen when it comes to Karen. The way Rabbi Tarfon is learning now, I'm not learning from Karen, I'm learning Rishos HaYachid from Rishos HaRabim. So don't tell me, well, if Karen in the Rishos HaRabim is Chatzin Nezek, that can't teach us that Karen in the Rishos HaYachid is Nezek Shalom. That's not how I'm learning. I'm learning Rishos HaYachid from Rishos HaRabim. If in the Rishos HaRabim, which is more lenient, because we see Shev Regel is Potter over there Karen is Chayiv, so in the Rishos HaYachid, which is always more strict, because Shev Regel is Chayiv Nezek Shalom, so for sure Karen is Chayiv Nezek Shalom. So what's the teacher? The teacher is the Rishos HaRabim. What's the Talmud? The Talmud is the Rishos HaYachid. So just like in the Rishos HaRabim, you find Nezek Shalom, Hashem v'regel, so in the Rishos HaYachid, it could also be Nezek Shalom by Karen. That's how my Kal V'chaymer works. But the Chachamim don't agree. Amrulai, the Chachamim said, it doesn't make a difference. The fact is, you can't just learn. If all the information I had was Rishos HaYachid and Rishos HaRabim, I don't have a Kal V'chaymer. You need the fact that Karen in the Rishos HaRabim pays Chatzi Nezek. That's your whole point. You're going to tell me, Madach in the Rishos HaRabim, Hashem v'regel is Potter. Karen pays Chatzi Nezek. It's not Potter. So in the Rishos HaNizek, where you're Chayiv Hashem v'Regel, of course you're Chayiv on Karen Nezek Shalom. I understand, Reb Tarfon, you're trying to learn Rishos HaYachid from Rishos HaRabim, but you can't just say Rishos HaRabim is the Rebbe. It's all the information about the Rishos HaRabim that's the Rebbe, including the fact, the way we're finishing off the Kal V'chaymer, that Karen in the Rishos HaRabim pays Chatzi Nezek. So once you say that, I'm still going to say, and my Rishos HaRabim, just like Saf Kol Saf, in the Rishos HaRabim, Karen pays only Chatzi Nezek, after Rishos HaNizek, Chatzi Nezek, Karen pays only Chatzi Nezek. Now really the Gemara says like this. Reb Tarfon, L'shitasai, holds that there's no da'yu levoy min adin liyas kenidin in this case. Rav Tarfon holds that whenever the da'yu completely refutes the kal v'chomer, we don't apply it. Let me explain. Let's look at the case in the Torah. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu, and we say as follows. Madach, if her father was angry at her, she would be punished for 7 days. So if the Shechina is angry at her, she should be punished for 14 days. But we don't say that. We say, Dai levoy min adin liyas kenidin, and if we're learning from the father, if the teacher is the father here, Miriam could only be punished for how long? For a maximum of 7 days. What does the Dai do here in this Kal v'chomer? It limits the extent of the Kal v'chomer. If not for the Kal v'chomer, I wouldn't know that Miriam should be punished at all. The Kal v'chomer teaches me she should be punished for 14 days. The Dai says, no, only for 7 days. That, says Reb Tarfon, is true. But when the Dai undoes the entire Kal v'chomer, we don't say it. Lemoshel, in this case. What do I want to learn from the Kal v'chomer? I want to learn that Karen in the Rishus HaNizik pays Nezik Shalom. Do I need the Kal v'chomer to tell me that Karen in the Rishus HaNizik pays Chatzi Nezik? No. I know that automatically. No one thinks that Karen only pays Chatzi Nezik in the Rishus HaRabim. The whole purpose of the Kal v'chomer is to add another Chatzi Nezik on top of the original Chatzi Nezik and say Nezik Shalom. So therefore I'm saying, Madach Shem V'regel in the Rishus HaRabim, where it's completely potter. In the Rishus HaNizik he pays Nezik Shalom, so Karen. Where in the Rishus HaRabim he pays Chatzi Nezik, for sure, in the Rishus HaNizik he should pay Nezik Shalom. If you're going to apply Daya over here, so you're going to say no, just like Karen in the Rishus HaRabim pays only Chatzi Nezik, Karen in the Rishus HaNizik also pays only Chatzi Nezik, then the Kal v'chomer accomplishes nothing. I know that without the Kal v'chomer. In such a case, Rav Tarfon says we don't say Daya at all. So really, when the Chachamim asked this kash to Rav Tarfon, he says, according to me, it's not a kash. Rav Tarfon just meant to say, even according to you, Chachamim, that you would apply Dayoi, so maybe we could learn the Kal v'chomer differently. I'm not learning from Karen. I'm learning Rishus HaNizik from Rishus HaRabim. That just like in the Rishus HaRabim, there's Nezik Shalom, here too, there should be Nezik Shalom in the Rishus HaNizik by Karen. And the Chacham is saying, no. Because in order to do that, even though you're officially basing the Kal v'chomer Rishus HaYachid from Rishus HaRabim, you still need all the information. And part of the information is, or at least how the Kal v'chomer ends is, so in the Rishus HaRabim, where Karen pays Chatzi Nezik, for sure Karen should pay Nezik Shalem in the Rishus HaNizik, you still can't do that. That's still called Daya. Okay, so chazring over quickly what we have in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah reminded us that Tarfon holds Karen Rishus HaNizik pays Nezik Shalem. That's the Av of Karen, which is Goring, as well as the Toldos of Karen, which is Nogav, pushing with its body, noshach, biting, rovatz, laying down on kalim, butter, kicking, all with the intent to break the kalim. Rav Tarfon holds, Chatzi Nezik is only in the Rishus HaRabim. But in the Rishus HaNizik, even before the Bailim were warned enough times, it's Nezik Shalem. And the Chachamim say, Tam, Karen, Tam is always Chatzi Nezik, whether it's in the Rishus HaRabim or whether it's in the Rishus HaNizik. Rav Tarfon learns a Kal v'chomer. Madach Shem v'regel, that's potter in the Rishus HaRabim. Findes vegen Karen pays Chatzi Nezik in the Rishus HaRabim. So in the Rishus HaNizik, where Shem v'regel pays Nezik Shalem, Karen should for sure pay Nezik Shalem. The Chachamim say it doesn't work that way. We say, Da'ya levoy min adin liyas kenidin. And if you're learning from Karen in the Rishus HaRabim, so what we're learning out can't be any more strict than that. Reb Tarfon says, well, I'm not really learning from Karen in the Rishus HaRabim. I'm starting out the Kal v'chomer by saying, I'm learning Rishus HaYachid from Rishus HaRabim. Just like in the Rishus HaRabim, there's Nezik Shalem. So in the Rishus HaNizik, there should be Nezik Shalem even more so, even by Karen. And the Chachamim say, but you're still factoring in the information. Even if you learn the Kal v'chomer that way, Rishus HaYachid from Rishus HaRabim, you still have to come on to the information. So in the Rishus HaRabim, Rishem V'regel is Pater, Karen pays Chatzi Nezik. So you're still using that. That's still the teacher. And once that's part of the teaching, what we're learning out can't be any more strict. The Chachamim would still say, Da'i levoy min adin liyas kenidin, and if Karen in the Rishus HaRabim is Chatzi Nezik, Karen in the Rishus HaNizik is also Chatzi Nezik. We learned from the Gemara that really Rav Tarfon is only talking according to the Shita of the Chacham. As far as Rav Tarfon is concerned, we would not apply the rule of Da'i levoy min adin liyas kenidin in this case, because where Da'i takes away the whole Kal v'chomer, we don't use it. We will only apply Da'i where it limits the Kal V'chaymer, like in the case of the Torah, where we say if her father was angry, we would punish her for 7 days. Now that the Shechin is angry, we should really punish her for 14 days, but because of Daya, she's only going to be punished for 7 days. So then I learn out that she's going to be punished at least for 7 days. That's what the Kal V'chaymer teaches me. But over here, just to tell me, Karen and the Rishus and Ezek pays Chatzi Nezek, I don't need a Kal V'chaymer for that. And Rav Tarfon would hold that we don't apply Daya under those circumstances.